Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting fifth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Nanny Fernandez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Skippy Roberge. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bill Lee. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting third. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Chipman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Chipman. And now, play ball. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chipman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball four. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer takes first base on ball four. Heck moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to third for the out. Stringer moves to second. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Stringer moves to third. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard strikes out. Massey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rickard out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sanders moves to second. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberge takes first base on ball four. Sanders moves to third. Massey moves to second. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chipman fields it and throws to second for the out. Sanders scores. Massey moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Braves. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a pop-up towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Fernandez. Morello moves to second. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0-for-1 in the game. Hop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sanders for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stringer hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez bunts in front of the plate. McCullough fields it and throws to first for the out. Massey moves to second. One out. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roberge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Massey moves to third. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ryan bunts towards the mound. Chipman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Ricker takes first base on ball four. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Rickert moves to second. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello is walked intentionally. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chipman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gillenwater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rickert. Gillenwater reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 2 in the game. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chipman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stringer bunts towards third. Roberge fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack scores. Lowry moves to second. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Marv Rickert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rickert hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes McCullough trying to get to third. Gillenwater throws the ball into Roberge, who tags McCullough for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chipman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chipman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roberge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowry. Roberge reaches second base with a double. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields it, throws to third for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Ducky Detweiler pinch hits for Bill Lee. Ducky Detweiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detweiler hits a fly ball into center field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Roser now pitching. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Lowry goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Cubs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cavaretta moves to third. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rickard takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-3 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hop. Waitkus reaches second base with a double. Cavaretta scores. Rickard moves to third. It's 6-1, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roberge fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to first, double play. Waitkus moves to third. McCullough moves to second. Two outs. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chipman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0-for-3 in the game. Hop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stringer bunts for an out with unknown description. Hack moves to second. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Rickard hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Massey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fernandez moves to second. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberge is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Roberge takes first base on ball 4. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ryan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. Roberge moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Whitey Wiedelman pinch hits for Steve Roser. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberge scores. Ryan moves to second. It's 6-3, Cubs. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hop for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Boston Braves, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.